Today, we learned that Dick's Sporting Goods destroyed $5 million worth of rifles. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 8th day of October. Thanks for being with us. Stocks dropped today. The reason? Doubts about a China deal. The NBA and China, that's a story too. The UAW strike is in its 22nd day, and we've got an update. Taxed too much? Well, the simple answer to that is become wealthy. In a tight labor market, what do you think most employers cite as a major skills gap? We've got the answer. Those stories and more, along with a two-part conversation with California Congressman Ro Khanna. We're talking technology, Medicare for all, rural America, Bernie Sanders, and more. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Wow, what a day. We are packed, so let's get right into it. In keeping with its tough stance on assault weapons, today we learned that Dick's Sporting Goods destroyed $5 million worth of inventory. CEO Ed Stack, in his book, It's How We Play the Game, Build a Business, Take a Stand, Make a Difference, which, by the way, goes on sale today, Stack wrote that rather than returning the firearms banned by the company to manufacturers, the chain sawed $5 million of rifles into scrap. In a CBS interview, Stack said that after the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, he removed the AR-15 from his chain of 720 stores. He said, "All we were going to do was just take it off the shelf and not say anything. We thought we'd get a little bit of a backlash, but we didn't expect to get what we got." After the Parkland school shooting in Florida left 17 dead in February of 2018, Dick's pulled high-capacity magazines from the stores and halted the sale of firearms to anyone under 21. This latest revelation about the destruction of more than $5 million worth of assault rifles has been met with mixed reviews, with some saying they'll boycott Dick's and others giving the company praise for doing more than commit lip service to gun violence in America. Wall Street fell today on lingering doubts that there would be any deal with China. Meanwhile, the Trump administration added a bit more fuel this week as it placed 28 Chinese officials on a list that bans them from doing business in the United States. In addition, the NBA and China are at odds over Hong Kong. Bloomberg News also reported the White House is looking to limit Chinese stocks within government pension funds. Alibaba and JD.com, U.S.-listed shares, they fell by more than 1.5% each. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the National Basketball Association commissioner, Adam Silver, has been addressing criticism that his response to a controversy over a tweet by a team executive deferred too much to Beijing's views, even as Chinese state broadcasters said it wouldn't air two games scheduled for this week. Mr. Silver was addressing the controversy over a momentary show of support for Hong Kong anti-government protesters by Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey in a tweet that he put out on Friday. Mr. Silver said the league's initial statement about China left people angered and confused in a nod to criticism that it deferred too much to Beijing. In an initial statement by the NBA over the weekend, that said that the league recognized that Mr. Morey's now-deleted tweet deeply offended many of our friends and fans in China, which is regrettable. An extra line in a Chinese version of the statement expressed extreme disappointment in Mr. Morey's inappropriate comments. But the backlash against the NBA over freedom of speech and democracy has been building over the past several days. And just today, Silver attempted to make clear the NBA's stance when he said, quote, "This is about far more than growing our business. Values of equality, respect, and freedom of expression have long defined the NBA and will continue to do so," end quote. As the strike against General Motors by the United Auto Workers enters its fourth week, the impact of the work stoppage is being felt from suppliers to shippers to restaurants. The most intense economic pain is being felt in the industrial Midwest, where GM's network of plants and suppliers is the thickest. It's a difficult time for the region's manufacturing industry anyway, which even before the strike was contending with slowing auto sales, a weakening global economy, and, of course, the trade war. An economic blow to the Midwest would have broad consequences, in part because the region is an important political battleground that will help determine who wins the 2020 presidential election. Back in 2016, President Trump's narrow victories in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin put him over the top in the Electoral College tally. The impact of the strike stretches from Mexico to Canada, where GM plants that depend on American factories have been shuttered, putting thousands out of work. Analysts estimate that GM has lost $600 million as a result of the strike. In the United States, 34 GM plants have gone dark, and striking workers are making do with just $250 a week in subsidy from the union. This weekend, the two sides say that while they are still talking, they're still far apart from any agreement. The Fiscal Times has a report out today saying that the best way to avoid paying taxes is become wealthy. The highest earning Americans have seen enormous reductions in their taxes over the past 70 years. Writing in the New York Times, David Lionheart writes that as the drop has been particularly noticeable at the very top of the income spectrum. He says, quote, the overall tax rate on the richest 400 households last year was only 23%, meaning that their combined tax payments equaled less than one quarter of their total income. Lionheart continued, saying, this overall rate was 70% in 1950 and 47% in 1980. And finally, there is this. When it comes to a skills gap, what is the one skill employers seem to be wanting more than any other? Well, how about the ability to communicate with others? As the labor market tightens, we're seeing an increase in skills gaps, and the most in-demand skill sought by employers, according to LinkedIn's October Workforce Report, oral communication. It is time to learn how to actually maybe talk with people, or so it would seem. Coming up next, a two-part conversation with California Congressman Ro Khanna. We're talking jobs, technology, Silicon Valley, rural America, unions, Medicare for all, Bernie Sanders. Wow. But don't worry, it's in two parts.